For about 20 winters in a row, a small plane has made the trip from the Peat and Well Dam in the central part of the state down along the Wisconsin River to the confluence with the Mississippi River. On board, a couple of observers try to count the eagles typically found near the Wisconsin's open water. DNR biologist Dan Goltz is about to make his fifth trip on the plane.
I believe we're about 200 to 300 feet above ground level. So we're flying pretty low and pretty slow so that we don't miss anything. And it's pretty easy to spot, you know, eagles at that elevation. They're a large, conspicuous bird.
Gold says the number of eagles along the Wisconsin River can vary from year to year, depending on how many are perched near open water trout streams or off eating road-killed deer or eating dead pigs or cows that farmers have placed out on their land. But Gold says, in general, the aerial survey of eagles is finding a population on its way up.
Every year we find a few more nests that we didn't know about, and just the fact that they're nesting in southern Wisconsin is a fairly new phenomena. You know, 20 years ago, I don't think there were very many nests south of Wausau, and now we have one nest every couple miles on the lower Wisconsin State Riverway. So they're recovering very well as a species.
Gold says it should be a good year for the public to see eagles along the Wisconsin River, as well as at other waterways and fields. Various community eagle watching days are coming up. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.